Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, you know. First coffee down, ready to go.
And ready to talk about TV. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, I mean, so I just had a weird thought that we don't really talk about TV anymore. We talk about streaming, but anyway.
Laptop.
Let's talk about some laptop.
Laptop Master with Sam Sinnott. We're talking about Kevin Can F Himself, which is a dark comedy produced by AMC, starring Annie Murphy, who you'll know from Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
As Alexis.
So I have loved Schitt's Creek. It was my pandemic binge show. And you've literally just started watching it, Zoe.
I was starting it, yeah, last night, and I love it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got 2 seasons in pandemic one and then 2 more seasons in pandemic two. lockdown.
The comeback tour.
But yeah, the re-up.
She's back.
and I love it too, but I haven't finished it yet. But it's one of those things I'll get to.
It's a lovely, lockdown. Comfortable TV show. This one sounds like not a comfortable TV show.
Not at all. So this is a dark comedy. And basically, it plays with the idea that as we were all growing up, we were fed lots of sitcoms with a, larger husband who was kind of an idiot and kind of had no idea how to make his wife happy, and a loving, doting, beautiful wife that was there as a comedic foil for all of his misadventures.
Right.
And how in reality, that's pretty depressing.
Yeah, as you described that, I thought of about 6 different sitcoms flash through my brain there that pretty much describes.
I mean, first and foremost for me, The Simpsons is the one that I think of, like, in the very, like, beginning. Because,
and,
like,
at least The Simpsons is, you know, deeply subversive and satirical, or at least it used to be.
And it's a cartoon.
But, you know, you get all your other classics.
Married with Children, The Peg Bundys of the world. Like, it's all a lot, you know?
So this is playing with that genre.
Yes. So every time Annie Murphy's character Alison McRoberts is on screen with her husband Kevin, from the titular Kevin Can F Himself.
Yeah.
Basically, she is living this idealistic laugh track, bright lighting, house looks, you know, like it's dressed set.
Yeah.
It's all a one camera shot.
Oh yeah.
Kind of shot like it's on a film set.
Mm-hmm.
Very much that sitcom vibe. And as soon as he is off screen, you get to see her reality, which is a dingy house that's falling apart in Massachusetts. And she's very, very, very trapped in a marriage that she doesn't love.
Mm.
So from the outset, having not watched this, it sounds like it could be gimmicky. Is it gimmicky, or does it play with that kind of, interesting genreification well?
So I'm 3 episodes in, and I'm loving the show. Like, I'm really, really enjoying it. Can't wait to finish it. However, I do think that it is kind of one of those shows that has to ramp up and jump the shark really early to stay interesting, because you are basically following this character the whole way through. And she's an amazing actress. Like, she is killing every moment she is on screen.
Yeah.
Like, she is just absolutely devouring the scenery. And as you see her exploring her own relationship with her marriage, as the best way to describe it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She doesn't feel like she's part of it. She feels like she's looking from the outside.
Yeah.
As you explore that, you get to, like, really, really see her, like, stretch her acting chops. Because Alexis on Schitt's Creek wasn't the most, like, three-dimensional character.
No, but she managed to make it pretty, like, especially by that last season. I think as an actress, she brought so much depth to what could have been on paper more of a 2D sort of a situation. She sold it.
Which I know Schitt's Creek didn't want to do. They wanted to make sure there was heart within it, you know, not just a surface level
character. Which came down to their casting as well, I think, totally.
Exactly. And Annie Murphy in this looks entirely different. She holds her mouth different. She, like, has just this inward timidness, but then, like, you can see the ferocity building. And I do think the show is going to get a bit slapdash and, like, get a bit, like, lost in its own sauce, trying to, like, spill out further, you know, nuance and still make it interesting and funny. Because it is a dark comedy, so there does have to be, like, hijinks and stuff, which I think it might struggle with. But I've really enjoyed it so far, and I don't think that's gimmicky at all.
We've had some texts from people who've been enjoying it. Also from someone, I totally didn't even clock that you'd said this, but I said, I think you mean Al Bundy and not Ted Bundy.
Oh, yes. No, I said Peg Bundy.
Oh, okay.
Peg Bundy is Al Bundy's wife. Peg Bundy, not
definitely
Ted.
Definitely not talking about Ted Bundy.
No, sorry, I've got Peg Bundy in the brain because she is just gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
So someone said, what is depressing is how close to reality it was and still is in many areas. So yeah. It kind of feels like maybe a bit real in some parts.
Yeah.
So generally, people seem to be liking it, though.
It's a great, great show. Like, this is going to be, and I've said it about every show this year, but it's going to be one of my favorites.
One of your favorites?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying her so much. I want to see where it goes. And she's forming a friendship with Patty, who's her next door neighbor. And they're becoming like the sisterhood. And, you know, you're getting to see this lens of like the subjugated wife through many different eyes.
That's interesting.
And
yeah.
I'm enjoying that part of it. And I think with the talent that's on screen, we're going to have a good time no matter what. The story might get convoluted and weird. Like, I know the fourth episode involves them getting pulled over by police for a mysterious reason, which I will not disclose.
Okay.
But like, there's hijinks that are about to ensue, and I'm worried it's going to lose its... It's going to get some speed wobbles and kind of lose its direction.
Lost on its own source.
And
lost.
Also, it's an AMC original, which is something that isn't really common. Like, AMC doesn't really do many originals.
So who is AMC?
Some American
network.
Yeah. I think the last original they did was Shameless US, which was good and then bad by the last season. But yeah, I'm hoping it's still amazing, but it's not one of those like HBO shows that you can kind of bet is going to get to the end and be so fulfilling that you need to cry.
I think one of the things that sounds interesting about this is it sounds like a lot of quite interesting and clever actors who are working on the idea of what it means to be working in that particular realm of acting as well, which I always find kind of an interesting thing to see people play with.
Yeah, and WandaVision just did a similar thing where they did sitcoms from all the different eras and kind of played on those while also being a superhero show.
Yeah.
So it's a huge trope to now be self-referential to the world of TV, seeing as we've lived in a world of TV for 100 years now.
Heck. It's an interesting history, though.
Hey, thanks. I'm the Viewmaster.
Remind us of the name and where to go watch it.
It's called Kevin Can F Himself. I'm pretty sure if you Google search it, it is Kevin Can F Himself, not the swear word. And it's just online. Find it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sam.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.